Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Isaiah chapter 2, verses 3 through 5. Many peoples will come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the temple of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, so that we may walk in his paths." The law will go out from Zion, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He will judge between the nations and will settle disputes for many peoples. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war any more. Come, descendants of Jacob, let us walk in the light of the Lord. In the United Nations Plaza in New York City, today's Bible passage is quoted, "They shall beat their swords into plowshares." All people desire peace, don't they? Isn't that why the United Nations was established in the first place? But it hasn't worked so well, has it? Are Isaiah's words just a fantasy? If you're looking for a truly peaceful United Nations, you're not going to find it in this sinful world. But that's not what Isaiah was describing. Isaiah was describing peace that the world can't give, find, or produce. Isaiah described peace that only comes from God. God brought peace to the hearts of people when he kept his promise to send his son Jesus, the Christ. Jesus came to bring peace to the earth by living and suffering and dying for a world full of sin and sinners, sinners like you and me. Because of Jesus' perfect life, innocent death, and glorious resurrection, we have peace. We have the peace of knowing that there's nothing we can do to save ourselves because Jesus has done everything. We have the peace of knowing that we don't need to satisfy God's wrath against our sins because Jesus has washed them away. We have peace because Jesus has set us free. That peace is yours and mine in Jesus. That peace is what moves us to sit at Jesus' feet and learn his ways. That peace is what moves us to walk in the light of the Lord. May the peace of God, which the world cannot give, which surpasses our understanding, guard and keep your heart and mind through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.